Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah, the 9th chapter. The people who walked in the darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest. As people exult when dividing plunder for the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us, authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be an endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 2nd chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloths, lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us."
So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. I can't believe I've just traveled over 100 miles on a donkey.
I can't believe they didn't have any room in the inn.
This sure has been a bewildering year, going from being a love-struck, engaged teenager to this holy night.
So many signs seem to indicate that I shouldn't be a part of this at all. But here I am.
But here we are, in a barn, together with our baby. I can't believe that we get to be the ones to share this good news of great joy.
I can't believe I get to tend these sheep overnight. Oh, wait. I actually can, because that's my job.
I wonder how excited the world will be to share with this exciting message.
There's something different about the sky tonight. I wonder what's going on.
To you, this day is born in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord.
I hope the sheep stay together, because we've got to get a move on to Bethlehem.
What a night! As you've probably already figured out, tonight's sermon is a little different. We thought it'd be fitting, because tonight is a little different.
There are two of us, and there are several sets of people in the Nativity story that you all know so well. So we hoped that by having both of us preach would help bring to life the unique perspectives that the various characters bring. Through their experience, they each offer a different angle to view this promise.
Hope.
New life.
Baby in a manger.
Savior of the world.
Mary's angle is that she's young, engaged, faithful, and put a lot of trust in what an angel came to tell her, that she was chosen by God to bring God's Son into the world. The world is full of surprises, but this was probably the biggest one. There were so many unknowns and questions and fears, but at the end of 9 months, and that long ride on a donkey, Jesus is now in her arms. The Son of God, her son, is here.
Joseph's angle is that he's slightly older, engaged, faithful, and put a lot of trust into what the angel came to tell him. That Mary was chosen to bear God's son, and that he was chosen to love, care, and provide for this child as his own. The world would make life difficult for Joseph, seeing only what the situation looked like from the outside. Sticking with Mary on this path wasn't an easy road, but at the end of 9 months, here is the baby that he was asked to raise, and he named him Jesus.
The angel's angle is that they've been in the know since the very beginning. And now is a time that they finally get to share the news that they knew was coming. They've been bursting at the seams, waiting for this moment so that they can finally shout for joy about the arrival of the newborn king. The world would be awoken by their glad tidings. This is the moment. This is the moment that they have been waiting for. Jesus is here.
The shepherd's angle is that they are all caught off guard while going about their business. They are in the rhythms of everyday life when, out of nowhere, angels show up with a message of good news of great joy. They are supposed to be looking out for wolves when angels appear. This is no average night. The world had changed, and they hurried to be a part of it to see Jesus, God with us. After arriving in Bethlehem, there he was, the world changer, lying in a manger.
You can all envision nativity scenes in your minds. They're all there. All of the characters are there. God led them there from different places, with different circumstances, with different roles, all for the purpose of welcoming the Christ child into the world. They all stand there, looking from different angles, but they all have a view of Jesus.
God led us here tonight from different places, with different circumstances, with different roles, all for the purpose of welcoming the Christ child into the world. No doubt your experiences this year have given you different angles to see this promise, hope, new life, baby in a manger, Savior in the world.
For some of you, your angle may have come from a year of good health and great family and friends.
For some of you, your angle may have come from a year of pain and disappointment.
For some of you, your angle may have come from celebrations and promotions.
For some of you, your angle may have come from a year of loss and grief.
For most of you, your angle has probably come from a blend of them all. A mix of joy, sorrow, and meh.
These angles do impact how we see and experience Jesus. For some, it's vivid and up close, and for others, it's fuzzy and from a distance. But we all sit here tonight looking from different angles, and we all have a view of Jesus.
And Jesus has a view of us. You may not think so because the image you have of him tonight is lying in a manger. And it would seem like from there, all he could see was who was standing above him. But what is so cool about Jesus lying there in a manger is that his coming into the world gives him a view of humanity in its many angles. In taking on flesh, he took on the delight of having family and friends. The pain and disappointments, the celebrations and promotions, the losses and the griefs. That baby's life grew into a blend of joy, sorrow, and meh. In very real ways, much like our own.
Jesus covered all the angles, from his view in the manger to his view from the cross. He always had his eyes on us. And whatever angle your eyes are coming from, seeing him this night or this year, Jesus sees you and he is with you. God has come. God is here.
Whether you're like Mary, filled with faithful anticipation.
Like Joseph, filled with a perseverance to see things out.
Like the angels, filled with absolute joy.
Or like shepherds, filled with surprise and excitement.
God is here. And so here we are, two people standing in front of you sharing a story about more characters than the two of us have portrayed tonight. Because from Jesus's view of the Nativity, we're all there.
So whatever scene you're in, whatever character you are, whatever angle you see, God is with you. God knows what you're going through and is with you. Because that's what this night brings in this promise.
Hope.
New life.
Baby in a manger.
Savior of the world.
This night brings God with us in all angles. God is here in all the moments to comfort, guide, and bring us to new life. And that is good news of great joy.
Merry Christmas.